Thank you, Mark Garrison. So as we've mentioned many times on this program, the banks are in trouble, and bailing them out would mean that they're suddenly free to lend again, or at least would have confidence enough to lend again. The details of the federal plan, the Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner outlined his plan yesterday, and the markets responded very, very positively. It's a three-part plan, really. It involves money from the FDIC, the Federal Treasury, the so-called TARP Fund, and also a certain amount of private money to actually buy these questionable, toxic assets that are in bank portfolios and bring the bank balance sheets back to health, and at least to permit them to lend and allow credit to flow in the economy. Pulling the levers, potentially, to actually put up that private capital and to help these banks out are people like John Corzine, governor of New Jersey, former president of Goldman Sachs. But as a governor of New Jersey, he is in control of pension funds, which would be part of the private money conceivably in the running to be a part of these investment portfolios. $330 billion, Governor, is what the Federal Treasury says it is hoping for from the private sector. Any chance they could tempt you to get in on this action here?
Well, first of all, we have an investment board that oversees a independent investment division inside our Treasury Department that will make the ultimate decision. I have to say that I think the plan is sensible if the banks are willing to sell the so-called toxic securities or toxic loans. Those are two different pools of assets that banks own. If they're willing to sell them at rough market prices that reflect the credit losses that exist in those assets, then I think it could be a very good investment. And the uniqueness of the program that Treasury Secretary Geithner and the folks put down was that the prices are going to be determined by market participants, not edicted by Treasury or demanded by only the seller. It has to be the market deciding that the value of those toxic assets is whatever it is.
All right, well, then there's three considerations here, and you've outlined them actually very articulately. Number one, the private money is going to set the price here, at least in theory. Mm-hmm. What prices are people such as your investment board looking for to get these assets, and what sort of yield or spread on those investments do you think is possible at the other end?
Well, first of all, each asset has its own value depending on they're not all the same. They're not fungible. They don't look the same. One is a loan against a building in Hoboken, and another is a loan against a building or houses in California. So they'll all have different characteristics associated with them. But those assets need to be priced at 40 cents on the dollar or 60 cents on the dollar, depending on how they're going to get paid back. The people who do this for a living, and there are a number of investment management firms that are going to be involved in this program that are going to evaluate the underlying loan, put the price on it, then they'll go out and collect investors, including people like the state of New Jersey, if they choose to join this investment group, and bring that money to bear. One case, when it's loans, the FDIC will guarantee a portion of the money that's put in. In the case of the other, the Treasury will guarantee if it's securities. And prices will be all over the ballpark. Some places it'll be 80 cents on the dollar. Some it might be as low as 20 cents.
So it's a time-consuming process. But how important are the federal guarantees? Is it basically eliminate risk, or does it minimize risk?
It minimizes risk. What it's going to do is take the worst case off the table, where you would never recover any cents on the dollar. And if those assets were misjudged or mispriced by the groups that go in and buy them, there is a downside insurance policy, if you want to call it that, of a minimum amount that would be returned to the investor, and the Treasury would lose that. And then the Treasury also, Treasury and the FDIC, will experience part of the profit benefit if the price of the asset goes from 60 cents back up to a dollar.
Well, let's talk about the profit side. On the upside here, does New Jersey and other investors stand to get a windfall here, or is this more a patriotic exercise, kind of like buying a savings bond where you do one for the team?
I would say it's more, John, a market return. You're taking risk. You have some potential for losses. You have some potential for gain. If the people in the marketplace price this asset right, you'll get a fair market return for the risk that you're taking. And I think that's why the marketplace actually liked this program in concept yesterday. It has one big question mark on it.
Right.
Will the banks sell the assets at the price that the market says they should be sold at? It's always been a problem with the so-called toxic assets. Would the banks be willing to sell at 40 cents on the dollar or 60 cents on the original dollar that they put into these loans? And if they're not, then, you know, it's a nice plan, but it doesn't work because they're not actually eliminating the securities from their portfolio and therefore freeing up cash to be making other loans.
Well, then from your perspective, last question here, if they don't reach that $330 billion or $300 billion in private money, and again, this isn't like a treasury auction, it's much more complex.
Right.
But if they don't reach that $330, what's the market verdict on that? That basically the banks are backing away?
I think that we will continue to have a clogged up banking system. It will have been a very effectual try, and I think the markets think that it may very well work, or they would not have reacted as so positively as they did yesterday. But it still remains to be seen whether, say, Citicorp, which has a lot of toxic assets, is willing to sell at the price that the market thinks they should be priced at, those loans that they have taken on or the securities they've bought. And so that's going to be the big, big question. If they are willing to sell, then I think we're on to a very good program. You'll get your $330 billion. You might even get more out of the private sector. And I think we could see a positive turn with regard to our financial system, and that therefore underlies a very positive outcome for the economy over a longer period of time.
Well, Governor, I thank you so much for that briefing. So just very quickly, if the banks are willing to sell at the lower prices, you would actually recommend this to people with pensions as a good investment for their pension money?
As long as they're working with people that know how to price the assets. You have to have somebody that knows what a loan backed by a building in Hoboken costs versus a package of house mortgages in California.
You're
somebody that knows the details of how to price those assets.
Well, you've mentioned Hoboken twice. I know you're not a landlord there in Hoboken, but
no,
we want to make that clear.
I just live here. I just was trying to make both coasts feel good about this conversation.
All right, Governor Corzine, thanks so much for joining us. He's the governor of New Jersey, of course, talking about the possible considerations as pension funds take a look at the bank bailout plan that was announced yesterday by Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary. Last week, we asked you to rebrand AIG. We asked for your suggestions for what the letters AIG stood for. Well, the company's listening, of course. They've announced they're going back to pick a new name. Your suggestions kept coming in over the past few days, so we thought we'd play a few more for AIG executives to listen to.
I've looked at AIG's business model. I've given a lot of thought, and I've decided that it has to be renamed Alligators Ingesting Garbage.
AIG should stand for Accomplices in Grime.
An ignominious giant.
AIG, all investments gone.
I have a feeling they'll be changing the letters, but if Chief Executive Officer Edward Liddy doesn't or uses any of your suggestions, you know who to call. This morning we're talking about maybe seeing the end of economic winter. We're asking, what are the signs of spring, financially or otherwise? Here's your takeaway.
Even if they get this budget passed, that doesn't mean we have a cap-and-trade system. It doesn't mean we have a health care overhaul. It just means they have the running room to make the policy.
The debate over health care and the environment. That's Todd Zwillick inside the Capitol Beltway. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.